Namaskar. So let's get the mat rolled out across the earth, across your floor. And you'll sit on one end of the mat, let your legs stretch out, lengthen across the mat. And you may press with the palms on either sides of the hips, pressing down, lengthen up to the spine, pressing the backs of the legs into the earth, heels out, toes back, chin is level, you're engaging your core, you're getting the spine perfect rise up out of the earth. And then just relax the muscles a bit. Float the arms out in front, parallel to the earth, straight out towards the toes. Take a slight inhale. And on the exhale, hinge forward through the hips, and the arms are still parallel to the earth. And then just let them gently fall. Maybe they touch to the knees, to the shins, maybe to the toes. Relax the back forward, relax the neck and chin. And we're just going to be here for a bit. Do engage the legs down into the earth, pressing them down into the mat. You're hinging forward through those hips. Just breathing calmly, relaxed. And maybe you gain a little bit more distance. You can hinge a bit further. And then let's slowly walk on up those shins, past the knees, thighs, until you're all the way upright and that spine is nice and tall. Take a deep inhalation. And on the exhale, right hand to the outside of the left thigh, left hand behind the back. We're just twisting around towards that left side. The legs are still lengthened in front. You're just using that left leg as a point of turn. And inhale back, center. Take a deep inhalation. On the exhale, left hand to the outside of the right thigh. Twist around as best you can. Right hand behind you or wherever it goes. Good. And gently inhale, come back out of your twist. Good. Legs are lengthened, still out in front. Let's keep that right palm planted into the earth, just on the outside of the right hip. Spine is tall, shoulders back. And here we go. Inhale that left arm way up to the sky in a side bend over to the right. But simultaneously, you're pressing the backs of the legs into the earth. So it's just a side bend to the spine. And inhale upright, letting that left hand come down, and we'll plant that left palm on the outside of that left hip. Inhale, right arm all the way up to the sky, pressing the backs of the legs into the earth, and you bend over to that left side. Inhale up tall and down. Good. Inhale both the arms up to the sky and seated forward fold. Big reach out forward. Maybe get a little bit more reach this time. Pressing the backs of the legs into the earth. Heels out, toes back. Just awaken those hamstrings and calves. Good. Good. And then slowly extend forward and lift, reach out and lift up one vertebra at a time. You're coming back to an L-shaped position, arms up to the sky. Interlink the fingers, pressing the palms upwards so the spine is perfectly perpendicular to the earth. Press the backs of the legs in and just press those palms upward. And at your own pace, release and let those hands just float down towards the ground, little by little around by the sides. Good. All right, and then come into a seated cross-legged position. And you draw the hands into the lap or onto the knees. Sometimes when we do those first few stretches, then when we come into our seated space to breathe quietly, we're a little bit more relaxed and ready for it. So here's a time to sit, to breathe, to reflect. See how calm and still the mind can become. You're breathing exclusively in and out through the nasal passages. Shoulders are relaxed. Chin back towards you. And then gently ease into oyster pose as you like. So you'll get those feet into a diamond shape. So you've got some space between your tailbone and the heels. And you just roll that torso down, hands underneath the calves. And they can either be palms down into the earth or palms around the sides of the feet. Because the soles of the feet are touching, 10 toes are lined up as we're in our oyster. Now, some of you with very open hips may not have space to put your hands under the calves. That's okay, they can be on top. And here the goal is to just take it inwards, to relax the facial features, to relax the eyes. The eyes might be open or closed, but either way, you're seeing within. And then slowly inhale, withdraw that torso coming on up. And let's work into bound angle. So draw the soles of the feet towards you. So now the heels are in towards the tailbone, as close as they can go. And the knees are to the outside, and the hands are around the sides of the feet. And then you sit tall. Good, so you open through the hips, the glutes, the groins. And then let's rotate those knees into center. Hands around the shins and slowly bring the heels off the earth. So you're just balanced on the tailbone. But you feel nice and calm. Close the eyes. Just floating gently through the cosmos. Good, landing those feet down gently. Let's have the left leg go all the way out across the earth. Bring that right foot up and over the left thigh. So the sole of the right foot is now flush into the mat, and you're just on the left side of the left leg. We're going to twist right here. So let's extend that left arm out in front, and you can have your right hand pressed on that right knee, kind of drawing that to the left. Take a deep inhale, and on the exhale, wrap the left hand around that right shin and twist back around to the right side, landing that right hand behind you to to help accentuate your twist. You're breathing as you always do in your twists. And then slowly inhale, come on back around. Good. And then just let that right knee drop towards the right side. You're going to actually perch your right ankle on that left thigh. And then with the hands propped behind you, bending that left knee and get that deep glute stretch. So the right ankle's pressed onto that left thigh, the left foot's flush into the earth, the left knee's pointing upwards. And use your hands behind you to draw your heart forward and draw the shoulder blades towards the spine. So you're getting a good glute stretch. You're sitting lightly into the earth with the crown towards the sky and heart forward. And then gently relax out of it. Let's let that left leg again extend out across the earth. And let's catch the right toe with the right hand. You can wrap your second and third fingers around that toe. And then inhale and open up that right leg to the outside. But the knee will be bent. And try not to lean. Try and have this torso self-standing. And you're just opening up that right hip to the right side. So that right elbow's on the inside of the right knee's bent, and you're just holding that foot to the outside. Again, you're not hanging on that toe. The torso is self-standing, and just get that hip opener. And then as best you can, we're going to come into rock the baby or log roll. You're going to guide that right foot back in front of you, almost around the sternum height. And you're going to try and place that right foot into the crux of the left elbow. And then you wrap your right hand around the right knee. So now you're just kind of rocking your shin, if that makes sense. The hands are clasped. Now, not everybody may get the hands clasped, and not everyone may get that right foot into the crux of the left elbow, but somehow without torquing the knee, you just hold that shin and just you can rock a bit just to open up that hip and glute a bit more. Good, and then letting that foot come down, and we got one more in this sequence. Your left leg is still lengthened. Now let's take your left hand to the outside of the right foot and slowly lift that right leg up and bring it across the left leg. And the right leg may not extend fully. It may not lengthen all the way out across in a diagonal. The knee may be bent, but you do want the right foot in the air crossing the threshold of the left leg. And then it's up to you. If you'd like to get that twist back towards that right thumb back 45 degrees the other direction, that's fine. So essentially you have the right leg crossing the left leg out going towards one diagonal, and the right arm is going back the other diagonal, and you're following that right thumb back into a twist. And as much as that right leg can lengthen, you're getting that IT engagement. And then slowly inhale, come on out of it. Relax the feet down in front of you. And we'll get this whole sequence on the other side. Let the right leg go all the way out. Take that left foot up over the top and get the left foot flush on the outside of the right thigh. Sit up tall. Press with the left palm to the outside of that left knee. And extend the right arm out in front, deep inhale. And on your exhale, slowly wrapping that right forearm around the left shin and the left hand behind you. All we're doing is twisting around to the left side. We're breathing. A That's it. Just soak up all the goodness of that twist. And slowly inhale, come on back around. Let's get that left ankle onto the right thigh, bending that right knee, hands back behind you. You know what to do. It's that deep glute stretch like we did the first time. Heart is forward, sits bones just gently into the earth, crown towards the sky, and just get that good engagement down deep into the piriformis, that small muscle inside the glute. Good, and then gently relax out of it, letting that right leg extend all the way out. And you catch those left toe with the left two fingers, second and third finger, and then open that left foot to the left side. So you're just opening up that hip, and the knee's bent, and shoulders are level, so you're not hanging off that foot again. The sits bones are squared off into the earth. Now that left leg may shoot out straight at a, you know, maybe fully lengthened, or the knee's bent and you're just opening up that hip, left elbow on the inside of the left knee. Either way, you're holding on to that big toe. But be mindful of those sits bones. You want to be set there so you're not imbalanced to the base. And then we're moving to that log roll. Guide that left foot across in front of the sternum. Wrap the right elbow around the sole of the left foot, and the left elbow will go around that left knee. The hands will clasp, and you're just kind of rocking that baby from the left knee to the sole of the left foot. Now, you may not have that perfect hold. Maybe you're just kind of holding on to the shin with the hands, but you feel a gentle stretch and opening through that glute. Good. Sitting tall with it. And then we're going to take that, kind of relax out of here, and take your right hand to the outside of the left leg, and then guide that leg coming across, so the right leg is still straight across the mat, and you just hold on to that left foot up at a diagonal. Maybe the leg is fully lengthened, may not, and you're tall. And then if you like to get that twist back, left arm goes back, vision goes back towards that left thumb. So you're tall in your stance. Good. Continuing to breathe. And slowly inhale, come on back around out of it. Now we slowly make our transition into table position. Nice neutral spine. Arms shoulder width, knees hip width. And we'll make our rise into downward facing dog. Let the palms spread. Engage your core, lifting up through the tailbone, maximizing the length of the spine. If you're not sure your spine is fully lengthened, bend both knees just a touch till you really get that full concave groove through the spinal canal and you feel that full length. And then slowly lengthen the legs, trying to maintain the integrity of the spine. And let's get up onto the ball of the feet, peeking that tailbone up to the sky. Your ears are still in between the elbows. And relax those heels, take it down to table, retreat into child's pose. It could be wide angle child, could be regular child. You see what works for you. Make your way up to table. And let's keep the hips stacked above the knees as they are, and slide the arms forward, dropping the forehead down towards the earth. So you're just sloping that torso towards the ground, getting a nice opening through the spine. Yeah, it's puppy dog. The arms are reached, drawing those hands back towards you, slide them towards you, press up into table, and then transition up into your downward facing dog. And while in downward dog, I'll give you a few options here. You may bring that right leg up to the sky, stack that hip, and you keep that right leg lengthened, press out through the sole of the foot up towards the sky, and just getting, trying to touch the top of the universe with the outside of the right ankle. And then slowly landing that foot down into the earth, and we'll get that left leg up. You squeeze that femur bone and tib fib and press out through the sole of the left foot. You're up high. And drawing that foot down. Good. Now let's take those feet into a wide angle downward dog. So the feet are mat width apart and the arms are naturally shoulder width. And you can try this one. You can try and take your right hand to the outside of the left ankle and look underneath the left leg. So you're getting a twist. So you do that side, and then ultimately you release the right hand back, and then you can go to the other side. Now, if that variation isn't comfortable for you, then you can repeat what we did the first time with the leg stacked up in the air, or any other variation of downward dog you'd like to do. Good. So when you finished up that sequence, let's walk those hands back towards the toes, softening the knees, relaxing the belly on the thighs. So you're just draping your torso down comfortably, relaxing through the back of the head, through the shoulders, just dangling that torso towards the earth. And you may alternate between lengthening legs and softening the knees. So you can get that hamstring and calf stretch or soften the knees. And then with the knees bent, just roll up one vertebra at a time, nice gentle rise up. And ultimately the shoulders to the bottom and ears and back. And you come into mountain pose. The feet are about hip width apart, arms on either sides of the torso, palms facing forward, chin back towards you. And just nice and tall. You can gaze out across the earth, or you may close the eyes as you prefer. And relax the hands by the sides. Feather those feet into center till the big toes and ankles touch. And swing the arms up, hinge to the hips, and drop back, soften the knees. So you're into Utkat Vrajasana, or lightning bolt. So it's a very keen stance. From the sole of the foot up to the knees is one, and then knees to the hips is another angle. And then hips up to the crown is yet a third angle. So you get that nice jagged approach. You're not peeking the tailbone too far back. You're not sticking the rear end back. You're just kind of tucking it in. And you're using that core to stabilize. Eyes to the fingertips. And then slowly Let's bring that right ankle onto the left thigh and then flare those arms out away from the hips. So the arms are in line with the torso and the palms are kind of angled forward a bit. So the arms just flare out away from those hips. Palms are facing forward, shoulders low. It's a nice hinge back through those hips, so you're into half chair pose. And then land that right foot down into the earth, stand tall, hands to heart center. Open those arms out across the earth and drop into a swan dive. So now your spine is perfectly parallel to the earth. Chin is neutral, eyes down, crown forward. And sometimes people bring the arms back past those hips. We want to try and avoid that. We want to get those arms straight out from the shoulders. So you get your maximal opening through the heart. And then slowly, as if you got a little string coming through the crown of the head, lift up through the crown and bring yourself back to a fully erect posture. Letting those hands come around steadily and hands come into heart center. Let's get back into that half utkat, into that vrajasana, utkat vrajasana or lightning bolt. Extend the arms up at an angle, hinge back to the hips, soften to the knees. So you got that sharp, jagged stance, clean, crisp vision. And let's perch that left ankle on the right thigh and then flare those arms. Let those hands come down and flare out away from the hips. Palms facing forward. The arms are just kind of angled back a touch. They're in line, in sync with the torso. So it's a good hinge to that hip. You're opening through that left glute. You're balanced. And then gently undo. Come into a comfortable standing position. Feel free to shake out the legs, to roll the shoulders, to stretch the neck. You have a little reprieve here for a few moments. See what your body's calling for. Good. All right, in the next few breaths, we're going to re-enter that lightning bolt. So ankles touch, knees and hips aligned, hinge to the hips and extend those arms up. And a little bit different sequencing this time. Let the hands slowly come back past those hips. Now this time as they come back, you lengthen that left leg and draw the right leg back maybe 15 or 30 degrees. And you're scooping the torso up, so it's a nice engagement in that lumbar region. You're creating lordosis in the back, shoulder blades towards the spine. The right leg is straight. It's angled back, but it's straight. And you press out through the sole of the foot. And you scoop the torso up so the chin is level and the crown is towards the sky. The arms are flared away from the hips. And then we're coming back into that half chair like we were in earlier. So let's bring that right ankle onto the left thigh. This time, hands at the heart. And you hinge back through those hips. Find your balance. You're holding steady. And we're going to get one more pose in here for balance. We're going to work into any lateral balance pose you feel comfortable. So when you like, swing that right leg back, lower the torso, float those arms out like wings. So just think of yourself as gliding through the air like an airplane. Now, if you would like the arms forward or back past the hips, that's okay. But sometimes folks just feel with the arms out wide and the leg back, that's a great way to counterbalance. Good. And be engaged through that torso, so you're extending out through the crown. And then land that right foot down into the earth and back up into your lightning bolt. Good, and then slowly those hands come back past those hips. As they do, lengthen the right leg and bring that left leg back at about 15, 20 degrees. Press out through the sole of the left foot. And you scoop that torso upwards. So you're creating space in that low back, strength in that lumbar region. Chin is level, crown to the sky. Arms are flared from the hips. And then half Utkatasana, left ankle onto the right thigh, hands heart center, settle into it. Try not to round the spine. Try and keep that spine at an angle. And cervical spine is in line with the whole rest of the spine. And your gaze is out 45 degrees angled towards the earth. And whenever you like to go into that lateral balance, just slow motion, swing that left leg back, open to the heart, spread the arms, lower the torso and get that back heel nice and high, straight leg. So from the left heel to the hips to the crown, you're aiming to go parallel there. If you're not quite there, that's okay. You try and work yourself towards that. And whenever you like, you land into it. So you let that left foot come down, bring the torso upright. Let's get those arms out in front. So now the arms are straight from the shoulders out across the earth. And we'll come up into Talasana. So let's get up onto the ball of the feet, lift those arms up to the sky. Heels are off the earth. Just reaching up tall. And slowly relax those arms parallel to the earth. Let the heels come down into the mat. Soften to the knees and roll it down into a standing fold. You might be in a rag doll, reaching for the opposite elbow and cradling the head. But you're in some type of standing forward fold where the crown is down to the ground, or maybe the arms are dangling to the earth. Good. Then walk out into your downward dog. So you're just into your down dog, you're breathing comfortably. Now we're going to enter towards triangle. We're going to lead with the left leg. But if you need to drop that right knee into the earth before, so you can either swing that left foot forward or you can come into table and then bring the left foot forward. So however you'd like to make that transition into triangle, you'll have the left foot forward in between the hands and you start to open up that heart to the right side of the room. So you're ultimately, the hips are high, the legs are lengthened. And just get that big wingspan. And here you want to be careful about that right hip and right shoulder. Try not to let them roll forward. You know, you want to open up and be broad, projecting the sternum to the right side of the room. And that right hand can also come around the back to the left hip. And then just kind of soak up your pose. Your hips are high, heart is projected to the right. And you're progressively getting the spine more parallel to the earth. And then we'll draw both hands at the heart, palms parallel to the earth. And we're going to make a transition to Warrior One. So slowly, with those palms together, bring that left shoulder back. And you can bring that back foot, angle it a little bit more forward. And now you're upright through the torso. Your left toes are going straight out. Your left knee's over the ankle. And your hips and shoulders are square to the front edge of the mat. You can bring those arms up to the sky. Palms are facing one another. And you're nice and strong through the right glute down through that right foot, driving that torso strong, fixed vision. Inhale, vision up to the sky. And then chin back level. Good. Circle those hands around to the heart. Let's lengthen that front leg. If you need to adjust the space between the feet a little bit, if it's you're overextended, just narrow them a bit. We're going to roll down into pyramid. Both hands can clasp on the front portion of the left thigh, or you can roll all the way down to the earth and let those hands touch to the ground. So here the idea is that the hips are high, legs are lengthened, and you're just getting that shoulder square towards the front edge of the mat as you fold down towards the ground. Good, then gently walk yourself back up into it. You're nice and tall. Inhale the arms up to the sky. Palms are facing one another. And your both legs are lengthened. And we're going to get all our weight on that back leg. And inhale, just arch your torso back and project the heart up to the sky so you get that back bend. And then gently exhale upright. And a nice clean transition. We're going to come into a balance. So circle those hands around to the heart, release to the hips, and you get that left knee over the ankle, and then we're gonna come into dancer. So when you're ready, you press off with the back leg and you try and catch that right foot with the right hand. Maybe you take 4 or 5 steps to get there, maybe you get it with one big step. But the idea is you're standing on your left leg with the left arm to the sky, and you are now have your right ankle in the right hand, and you're into some variation of dancer pose. If you wish to tilt forward with it and draw that right heel away from the glute, that's perfectly fine. If you'd like to stay upright, all good there. And then just relax out of the pose. You're standing towards the front edge of your mat. Feel free to roll the shoulders a little bit. Roll on down towards the earth. Take it back to downward dog. I'll give you a few moments to make that transition. Now we need to get triangle going on the other side. You may let that left knee drop down, or you may simply swing that right leg forward. So if you drop the left knee down, then you gently bring that right foot forward. But we need to find our way into triangle with the right foot forward and open that torso to the left side. Just check in with the hips, make sure those legs are lengthened. That left hand can come around the back towards the right hip. If you prefer the left arm to the sky, that's fine. You're working on getting that spine parallel to the earth. Good. nice deep inner thigh stretch on that right leg. And then we'll get those hands at the heart, palms together. And we're making that transition to Warrior One. So bring that right shoulder back. You may angle that back foot, that left leg, a little bit more forward, so it might be 45 degrees. Front knees over the ankle, arms up to the sky at this point, and you're strong into your Virabhadrasana 1. You squeeze from the left glute down to the sole of the foot. Heart is projected, hips and shoulders square to the front edge. Inhale, vision up to the sky. Good, then chin level. And we're making our way to pyramid pose. So circle those hands around to the heart, lengthen that front leg, fold over that right thigh down. You might straddle that front foot with both hands on the ground. You might anchor on the tib fib. You might clasp, fingers interlinked, and clasp those palms on the right femur bone, up high on that right leg. Whatever is a good anchoring spot for you. Slowly walk yourself up out of it, come up little by little, making your way. And you bring those arms up to the sky. And we're going to transition that weight onto that back leg. So you're strong on that left leg, and then from the navel to the heart, to the crown of the head, just project yourself up to the stars, coming into a slight back bend. And exhale out of it. Circle those hands around to heart center. And we're going to be making that step into dancer. So it's a nice fluid motion. You relax through the hip, front knee over the ankle, push off with the back leg. Maybe get it in one shot, maybe 3-4 steps. Catching that left ankle with the left hand, right arm up to the sky. And maybe you just stay tall. Maybe you're tilting forward into your dancer, or Natarajasana. Good, then you kind of make sure you're tall and then relax on down into a standing position. Just release out of the pose. Roll on down to the earth into standing fold. Take it back into your downward dog. And we're going to be in a prone position in a few moments. And I'll give some options before you get there. So if you'd like to just go into a resting pose, lying on the mat, face down, that's fine. If you'd like to come into plank from downward dog and get a side plank or a supported side plank where you step that foot. So if you get on your right arm, you step that left foot towards the sternum and you bring that left arm to the sky with that right heel rolled to the outside. So any variation of plank or side plank that you'd like to get in, if you prefer to be in dolphin plank, that's fine. And just give yourself about 15-20 seconds to make it down where we all meet up in Makarasana or in a prone position. So when you do make it down into prone position in Makarasana, you cross the wrists in front, forehead into the wrists. Relax through the facial features, and let's go ahead, let's bend those knees, get the soles of the feet to the sky and rock those feet side to side, stretching through the quads, relaxing. Good, now you got the soles of the feet up, knees and the thighs into the earth, knees are bent, and you're going to angle those thighs, those quads, at about 45 degrees so that they're 45 degrees away from the hips, and then you're going to bring the soles of the feet together, and you're going to gently draw the toes down towards the ground. Now they won't touch, and then you'll draw the heels in towards the glutes. So the soles of the feet and 10 toes are aligned, and you're just drawing those heels in towards the glute and down, just gently stretching those ligaments of the knee. Nothing should feel forced, should feel nice and free. Good. And then once again, get those thighs in parallel form with the sole of the feet to the sky, and relax those feet down into the earth. Let's bring those arms out into a T shape, chin is to the mat, and we're going to angle those feet to the back corners of the earth, or of your mat. And we're going to get three rises in. We're going to take flight. Secure those hips into the earth, press, and then inhale and try and lift the torso, the head, both arms and the feet up into the sky. You just open that whole spine, inhaling up, and when you like, exhale down. Take a rest breath here. Once again, secure those hips into the earth, and inhale up, take flight, nice and buoyant and free. And release down. Good, rest up. Exhale, secure those hips into the earth. Last one. Inhale, up. Get all four limbs up. Get the head up. Feel that low back strengthen. And down. Draw those feet in parallel form. Arms straight back. Turn the head to the left side. Let the right cheek rest into the mat. Full recovery and rest. Good, you're letting those shoulders roll into the earth. And then turn the head the other way. And stretch that neck on that side. Good, then bring the chin to the mat. Hands on either sides of the sternum. And then come up into cobra pose. So your Bhujangasana, heart is off the earth. You're facing forward. And then just come back, round back to child. Just let the hips relax, the brain relax, be comfortable, be free. Making your way up to table, let's step that left foot forward between the two hands, slide the right knee back, and inhale up into a low lunge. So the right knee is touching the earth, the left knee is stacked over the ankle, and you got the arms up to the sky. Good. So you're opening through that hip flexor, you're breathing. And on the exhale, draw those hands down, straddling that left foot. And we're going to turn out towards the right side. So just kind of turn yourself to the right side into a wide angle fold. So now it's a nice wide angle position. 10 toes to the right side of the room and hands are into the earth. If you need to touch a block or a support in some other way, that's okay. And then all we're going to do here is we're going to open up those feet. So feather those heels and toes wider. You're moving your feet towards the far edges of your yoga mat. Don't overdo it. Just get a nice deep opening to whatever degree you feel comfortable. You're pushing back through the tailbone a little bit, so try not to let the hips come forward too much. And then let's narrow in to a comfortable wide angle position. And then walk it back around to the front edge of your mat. So your left toes are coming around and the right heel's to the sky. And then just land yourself down, make your way to table, to child or downward dog, wherever you feel comfortable. You have a few moments of transition here. Good, then bring yourself into table and let's get that right foot forward and up into your low lunge here. So the left knee is slid back and the torso's up. Front knee's over the ankle, find your way with it. Circle those hands around heart center and then let those hands reach to the earth, straddling that front foot. And we need to get around to the left side for a wide angle fold. So walk yourself around, just transition in a way that works for you. So now the 10 toes are going to the left side of your mat. And then like we did on the other side, we're just gonna feather those feet, just kind of walk them out wide. And you get out as wide as you can. Good, pressing that tailbone back a little bit. And then narrow those feet a touch where it's safe for you, where you feel comfortable. And you're gonna walk towards the front edge of the mat where that right foot is, right toes are straight on, back heel rotates towards the sky. And then retreat back into some version of child's pose. Come on up to table. Swing both knees to the right side. Extend the left arm. Take it into a sideways lying position. Ankles, knees, hips, and shoulders stacked. And then take it all the way into a supine pose. You're just lying on the back. We just have two guided sequences here. Then you'll have a little bit of personal time, then Shavasana. The sequence is relatively short. Let's bend the knees and get the soles of the feet on the wide edge of the mat. So that means the knees are to the sky, the soles of the feet are mat width apart. And then just keeping those feet grounded on that edge of the mat, drop both knees to the left side. And while they're in that position, you may take your left ankle onto the right thigh. So that left ankle is weighting that right thigh towards the earth. Your vision might be towards the right thumb. I didn't talk so much about the arms, but the arms are in a T-shape, essentially. And now, keeping that left ankle on that right thigh, slide that right foot into center and bring that right knee up towards you so that now it's carrying that left ankle towards you. And you take the left hand in between the thighs and reach for either the right shin or the right hamstring. And the right hand will go on the outside of the right leg and it'll meet wherever that left hand is. So both hands are clasped either to the right hamstring or the right shin, and the head is coming up towards that crossed over ankle. Okay, so you get a good deep glute stretch on that left side. And let's gently come on out of it, undo everything, and set up for the other side. So the feet are mat width apart again, arms into a T, flop both knees to the right side. Just let those hips rotate for a moment. And then you can get that right ankle perched on that left thigh. Just let it be weighted towards the earth, that outer hip stretch. Sliding that left foot into center, so now the shin is perpendicular to the earth with the right ankle perched on that left thigh. Bring that left knee up towards you, right hand between the thighs, left hand to the outside, and then clasp either at the left hamstring or at the left shin, and the head is coming up towards that crossed over ankle to the right ankle there. You inhale out of it and land those feet in parallel form, so the soles of the feet are touching nicely hip width apart, not mat width, hip width. And you see how this next one works for you. If it's not working for you, just feel free to transition to whatever you wish to. Let's take that right foot underneath the left knee towards the left hand. See if you're able to catch that right foot with the left hand and drop that right knee down across the mat. So the right knee's going facing out away from you and you're getting a fairly engaged quad stretch. You try and keep that right knee straight away from you. Then bring the left shin up towards you and catch that with the right hand. So the knees are doing oppositional things. The right knee's trying to press towards the earth and go away from you, and the left shin is coming towards you. The left knee is coming towards you. And each leg is in its own track. There's no twist. Not just yet, anyway. And then that invariable twist. If you'd like to, just take that right hand to the outside of the left knee and bring that knee across the torso down to the right side so you get a twist. Now, some of you may be able to continue to hold on to that right foot with the left hand, and some may need to let go, and that's okay. Gently come back out of your twist. Let's just bring both knees over the belly and push those legs up to the sky or whatever you need to kind of free up the legs a little bit. If you'd like to bring the knees in towards you and rock side to side, just give it maybe a 5 count just to kind of stretch those legs. And here we go. We're going to set up on that other side. So soles of the feet into the earth, hip width apart. This time, the left foot comes underneath that right knee and you catch it with the right hand and you point that left knee away from you, trying to press that left thigh towards the earth. Bring the right shin up towards you, catch it with the left hand. So again, you get that oppositional effect. Left knee away from you, right knee towards you, head and shoulders into the earth, and those legs reach in their own track. And then here comes that twist. Left hand to the outside of the right knee. Take that twist down towards the left. You may hold the left foot with the right hand. You might let go. Whatever is appropriate for you. Now I'll let you decide when you come out of it. And you made it through the practice today, so go ahead, take a little bit of time to move in any way you like. So maybe you rock, you roll, or maybe you're just ready to come into that early stage of Shavasana or full relaxation. Here we're just talking about a minute or two to catch up and see what your body's calling for. And let's slowly transition into Shavasana. So the full body is lengthened across the earth. The arms are angled away from the hips, palms facing to the sky. Vision is distinctly inwards. And now is the time just to let go, to float on the waves of the cosmos. To breathe. To achieve a state of full freedom. Knowing that you've done your work on this earth and you're now getting a well-deserved rest. Complete reprieve. and just slow down the breath and allow yourself to be held and cradled by the cosmos. Two more perfect respirations. Rotate the palms down into the earth, getting that tactile feel. Bending those knees, soles of the feet into the mat. Bring one arm up to the sky, back overhead. And whatever arm you extended, gently roll towards that side, using the extended arm as a pillow. Stacking ankles, knees, hips, and shoulders. Gently press yourself up into a seated position. Allowing yourself to sit tall on your mat. Hands on the knees or in the lap. Just long, slow breaths, soaking up all the goodness and joy of your practice. Breathing with the sun, moon, and stars. Allowing yourself to shine within. Knowing that you are part of a greater whole. On the next inhale, draw those palms together, thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, that midpoint between the eyebrows, honoring that whole inner sanctity of mind. And draw the hands down to the Anahat Chakra, the heart chakra, touching your heart and every human heart. Internally, we say Namaskar.